You wake me up in the middle of the night in the summertime, making me run up a hill, making me do push-ups, screaming at me from the sideline of my games at 8 or 9 years old. We wasn't supposed to be here. You made us believe. You kept us off the street, put clothes on our backs, food on the table. When you didn't eat, you made sure we ate. You went to sleep hungry. You sacrificed for us. You're the real MVP.
Wow. Still powerful. The one and only Kevin Durant honoring his mother and collecting an MVP award a short time ago. And we are so honored this morning on the SB Nation Radio Network, Carla Dawson, Craig Larson, to be joined by the one and only Mrs. Wanda Durant. Good morning, Wanda. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing great now that we've got you, Mama Durant. This is like a, I have been counting the minutes till we get to talk to you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you.
No, honestly, I've been telling everyone you have got to tune in. This is the gold standard for all parents out there everywhere. And if it's okay with you, I'm taking notes during our interview. I want what you're doing.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Wanda, I want to ask you, the day after the fantastic championship win by Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors, I heard you in an interview. You were asked to compare Kevin's 2014 league MVP with his 2017 finals MVP award, and I was really moved by your response. Can you share that with our listeners and just reflect on that? It's really, really powerful. I loved it.
Well, I thought both of them were very wonderful accomplishments that he had made in his career. But the MVP speech, to me, I realized that he had got it. He had really understood what it was that I was trying to instill in he and his brother. And that the things that I had done and the sacrifices that I had made as a mother, and it was a part of his foundation and as a man, and that really meant so much to me. I don't remember exactly what I said that day, but I remember that I saw my son become the man that I wanted him to be able to look up to. And so that's what made me more proud than any accomplishments, that he was a man that could be honored and respected.
That's exactly it, and that should be the hashtag mom goals for everybody out there. And what I loved, what you had said in summary, was the 2014 MVP validated you as a mom and your job as a mom that you did for him. And the 2017 championship MVP validated Kevin and him as a man and his decision, his very tough decision to leave OKC to come to Golden State. So, Wanda, we all need a page from your book. I'll tell you what, you have quite a family there with Tony and Kevin and yourself. And, you know, you really sacrificed your own aspirations for these boys.
Yes, I did. I really thought, and I learned that from my grandmother and my mother, how to sacrifice for your family and how to put your family first. And so it was just inherent that I did that. And so it was just second nature to me. I knew that my sons looked to me, and I was their primary parent, and their father wasn't there the way he should have been. And so it was up to me to decide what I wanted from my children. What I wanted them to be as people, how I wanted them to look at making decisions and setting goals. It was all my responsibility, and so I accepted it wholeheartedly. And I was such a young mother that it was difficult at times, but I knew that their future was dependent upon how I looked at life and looked at my responsibilities as a mother.
And I've seen you. You're still a young mother. You've got that good secret going on, too.
I agree with you on that one.
It's true. All right. So, Wanda, I look back on Kevin's young career so far, and he gave 7 selfless, absolutely selfless years to Oklahoma, not only the team, but also the community. And he had so much love from them. Mm-hmm. And then in a moment's notice in July of 2016, the fans quickly turned that love into something else when he signed with Golden State. How did you handle that adversity personally? Because you had to sit in that arena and listen to that. And how did you coach KD or help him through that? He handled it with such class.
Well, it was quite hurtful because I knew And I, at the time, would he have poured into that city and that organization and the team and the players? I knew his heart. I knew that he sacrificed a lot of himself to put the whole state on his back. And he carried that state all over the world with him. And he did it humbly as any player could do. And I felt really hurt. I understood that there was disappointment, but the extent and the magnitude of some of the hate that I had witnessed really hurt me as a mother. But I do understand, you know, they loved him, and he, they felt that he was theirs forever, and I get that. But when they crossed the line to question his integrity as a man and his character as a man, that's what really, really hurt me.
Yeah,
but we handled it. And there's so many more people who love my son in Oklahoma who continue to reach out to me on social media to let me know how much they still love him, even though they miss him. And so there's a lot of love there, despite some of the discomfort with some of the fans.
Well, I'm glad to know that, because you know what I think that the public misses, the average fan misses, that Kevin was a free agent. Free means you're free to do whatever the heck you want. And he gave so many great years to OKC. Now, if you don't give great years, you don't have that many choices when you become a free agent. He did. He was rewarded for it. And I got to believe that anyone else on that team that has the initials RW, we're not going to go there, would have jumped to Golden State if given the chance. So you did a great job coaching him through how to handle a very tough situation, really, for your whole family.
Yeah, and it was quite difficult for him, because he had such a love for them as well, but he just felt it was time for him to move on, and we all move on in areas of our profession, and we hope to be supported in the decisions that we make. And it was just, and that was the point that I made to him, and whatever the backlash would be, if you're solid and you're okay with the decision that you made, then stand in it and be okay. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's chosen to do. And as you've seen, a year later, he was a wonderful addition to the Warriors and helped them to win a championship. And he was named the most valuable player. And so it was quite rewarding for him to win. And so I'm happy that it followed up the way that it did. So we hope for a repeat this year.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Wanda Durant. This is SB Nation Radio with Carla Dawson and Craig Larson. Miss Wanda, just one personal observation. Last summer, your son, Kevin, came to Houston as part of the Team USA Olympic Games and all the preseason stuff. And I think the thing that I was the most impressed by, several hours before tip-off of one of those exhibition rounds, just the sheer work ethic, you know, 9, 10 a.m., the stuff that the cameras and the media just doesn't report on. Just, I mean, it just doesn't seem that fame or anything has changed Kevin, that he is grounded and rooted in just his sheer determination to get better each and every day on and off the court. That work ethic and that workout that he put in that morning at the Toyota Center here in Houston was incredible. I mean, you would have thought we were approaching like game 7 of a finals or what have you, and it was just a Team USA exhibition. And I've never seen an athlete with that type of demeanor and temperament from a work ethic standpoint. It was incredible to watch that morning.
Well, thank you. That comes from his years and years of training. And there was a lot of support from Coach Torres Brown, who, alongside of me, helped build Kevin's work ethic on the court. The coach would say, Kevin, I need you to do maybe 100 catwalks or shoot 1,000 times, and I will come in and say, well, I think you should shoot 5,000 times, or I think you should do 250 catwalks. And so I was always teaching my sons that you have to give more than what's required all the time, and you have to dig deep within yourself. No matter what the challenges are or the obstacles in life are, you have to be willing to give more and more and more. What you give is never enough. And sometimes I think that's a little cruel as for a mother, but I think it helps build a work ethic in a young man that can never be erased. And so that's what you saw. And I'm so grateful and proud as a mother to know that he still does that, because you don't hear those stories all the time. But that's how he works.